This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. The Made in Michigan Writers series celebrates its 10th anniversary this year. It's an ongoing series published by the Wayne State University Press in Detroit that's proven to be remarkably successful, showcasing the diverse work of Michigan writers. For the occasion, it's collected 22 short stories by some of Michigan's best writers in the anthology Bob Seger's House and Other Stories. M.L. Liebler, who co-edited the book with Michael Delp, got the difficult task of choosing the stories to be included in the anthology. He reminisces about the history of the Made in Michigan Writers series.
Well, I think Annie Martin, who is the editor in charge of the Made in Michigan series, which that's what's celebrating 10 years. The actual press is 75 years old this year. But 10 years ago, Annie had this vision to do a literary series, which is pretty unusual for university presses. They're not known for doing poetry and fiction as much as academic books. But she had a vision for that, and she knew me. Yeah, because I had done a Wayne State book in 2000 of Detroit poems. And she tapped me from the Detroit area, and Michael Delp is from, you know, Interlochen. Mm-hmm. So she thought that would be a good combination. And plus, he's pretty well known in the north of Michigan as well.
Right.
So by putting us two together, she figured she would be able to build a good series of eclectic writers, which I think that's proven to be very successful. I think we started out doing 4 books a year right from the beginning, and then sometimes we've done 6, 7 in a year, you know, of all types. Now, Western Michigan started years ago with the great poet, the late poet Herb Scott, the New Issues press. Now, but New Issues, which is a great press, and I'm honored to have been part of that and on that label too, was strictly poetry. Mm-hmm. So Annie may have thought about that, and then, you know, well, let's include all creative writing. And it's an unusual move for a university press, I would think. And I think Annie's hunch paid off big time because it's become very popular. It is, you know, not easy to get in because of the limited number of books and the number of writers in Michigan. But a lot of times I tell people to try again if they get rejected, because it all depends what manuscripts are coming in.
Yeah.
And many of those people resubmitted a couple of years or more later and did end up, you know, having a book published. So it's pretty fair in that way, and it's pretty open to, I think you need to be an experienced writer. If this is the first time you've ever written poetry in a book of poetry, it's probably not the place to you know, get put your feet in the water, but there's so many experienced writers all around Michigan. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Any goals for the next 10 years?
Well, I imagine we'll continue to do what we're doing, which really is more than 4 a year, and I imagine it could get maybe up a little bit higher than that, but what it's been able to do is maintain for 10 years and not be threatened by budget cuts and things like that. And, you know, many of the titles that are published, or, you know, pretty much all of them, you know, sell well enough that they're more than paying for themselves and putting some money back in so we can continue to do it.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. One of the writers included in the new anthology, Bob Seger's House and Other Stories, is Michael Zadorian. He talks about what makes a writer a Michigan writer.
You know, I was just reading both the introductions to the Bob Seger's House book, and everyone seemed to talk about, especially Charles Baxter, talked about how diverse Michigan is in its landscapes, in its communities, in its types of people, just about everything. I mean, we have so many different, different types of places here that I think it really is hard to pin down the whole idea of a Michigan writer. you know, because, you know, certainly I'm going to be different from, you know, Bonnie Jo Campbell, who's from, you know, outside Kalamazoo, and I'm just outside the Detroit area, and I'm certainly going to be different from John Smolins or any number of people who just have completely different sort of Michigan experiences and backgrounds and just, you know, lives that they are drawing on for their work.
You're a native Detroiter, been there all your life, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And it does seem to make a reappearance in your work quite often. So for you, place seems important, no?
Absolutely. It really does. I think for me, that was one of those times when I think my writing started to feel right to me, you know, when I started writing about my life here and the people I know here and Detroit. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you can feel sort of bummed, like, oh, I've lived in the same place my entire life, you know. And then on the other hand, you know, it feels like as a writer, sometimes that feels like a real asset too. It's just you to really know a particular place. And I certainly don't profess to knowing anywhere near as much as I could know about, you know, the Metro Detroit area or whatever. But it is definitely, you know, where I've spent my life. And there are things about it that if you just, you know, look hard enough, you realize, oh, my God, that is such a thing about people from Detroit or people who, you know, or life here or things that we just all take for granted. And you realize that it's not really like that necessarily in Grand Rapids or Iowa or California or whatever. It's like that comes from being from around here. And I see that a lot with just the people I write about and the things I write about. And I realize, oh my God, that notion, let's say work ethic or whatever for Detroit, it's like, my God, that is so deeply ingrained in myself and the people I know and even the artists. There's a particular way people do things around here and a way they work and the way they chase their dreams and their, you know, their work and their art, and that it feels to me very much of, you know, this area of Detroit.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with ML Liebler and Michael Zadorian about the new anthology of stories by Michigan writers, Bob Seeger's House. Visit WMUK.org to hear our entire interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.